All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Thank ye, mateys, for joining us today for the Adventures of Patch the Pirate. Without further ado, here be what happened last week on the Calliope Caper.
Colonel Cottonmouth revealed his evil plan.
What?
He's going to blow up the Grand Mr. Slippy Dam and sell land on top of his mountain.
What?
For $1,000 a square inch. What?
Then he mistakenly got Calabas to turn Catfish into a baby. And that, of course, isn't good for Cottonmouth's deal with the Swamp Queen, because lovely Linose won't be a wantin' to marry a baby.
When we left the adventure, the Jolly Roger had just caught up with the Calliope.
Here we go, mateys.
Look, there's the catastrophe Calliope.
And there's my one and only sweetie face Catfish. I ain't a winner yet.
Why is Catfish sucking on a bottle?
Maybe he's thirsty.
Maybe we best turn around and considerate scallahooting out of here.
Look at them, they're big, black clouds.
Don't look at the clouds, Cool Ray. Look to the Lord.
I can give peace right in the middle of a storm.
Peace, that's another fruit of the Spirit.
Hears my cry, and he whispers peace.
Monsieur Patch and his crew are more formidable than I thought. But my pet will stop them dead in their tracks.
Your pet? Huh. This I gotta see. I ain't never laid eyes on a pet that could stop a ship.
But you have never seen my precious little mud puppy. I shall call him with the calliope and give him his instructions. Be going now, monsieur.
I'm polishing my shell, it looks so fine. Turtle wax will really make it shine.
That storm we had was a regular frog choker.
Sure enough was, Furlin, but it got my shell sparkly clean.
Coodle, is that you?
In the flesh, Peanut. I was just rubbing little turtle wax on my shell.
Cooter, I didn't recognize you without your shell on. You've got skin.
What's all this ruckus and hullabaloo? Of course I got skin.
Everybody's got to have skin, mates.
Skin, skin, I'm so glad that I've got skin. Although it wears and sometimes tears, there's no better way to keep my insides in. It covers my nose and it wraps around my toes. When I eat too much, it strangely grows. Deep down inside it, I put lemon meringue, and on the outside, I hang my clothes. Skin's the only thing I really feel at home in, and without it, furthermore, both my little kidneys, my liver and abdomen, they'd be rolling all around the floor. And I'd be dressed in my intestines. Oh, skin, skin, I'm so glad that I've got skin. When the doctor knows that I'm feeling sick, where does he put the needle in? Please do it quick. In the end of my skin.
Ouch!
I'm so glad I've got skin. It sticks with me through thick and thin. S-K-I-N. Skin.
Cool Ray, have you ever been saved?
Of course I've been saved. I went forward in the service at the orphanage.
What'd you do when you went forward?
I don't want to talk about it right now. It's personal.
Captain, there's something mighty strange looking up ahead.
It's a mountain!
But it's right in the middle of the river.
It doesn't look like there's any way to get past it.
Finally, let's go home.
What is we going to do, Captain?
There's only one thing we can do, Ms. Magnolia.
What?
Drop anchor.
But we got to hurry.
There's a time to hurry and there's a time to wait on the Lord and pray. Let's get down on our knees.
Oh, fiddle, this ain't gonna help.
Wait and see, Cool Ray. Maybe the Lord is just trying to teach us a little patience.
Shall be opened unto you, opened in God's time. Experience the life-changing adventures of Patch the Pirate anytime by logging on to www.patchthepirate.org or call 1-800-GO-PATCH and request your free adventure catalog filled with music and hilarious stories your whole family will love. I'm Christy Ann, and our purpose is to produce life-changing musical adventures that will help you grow as a believer. Find out more about Patch the Pirate and his ministry to families by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Well, we got a special today. It's Pixie Pirate. How you doing today, Pixie?
Very well, Uncle Jonas.
Word has it that you're making dinner for us tonight.
Yep.
Rah, what are we having?
Nice try, Ahab. You know, all ye get is parrot feed.
I hate parrot feed.
Ahab, the Bible says we're supposed to be content with what the Lord has given to us.
That's right, matey.
Oh, he's giving me good food. I just have to get you guys to give it to me.
Anyway, what are we having, Pixie?
Barbecued garlic snails.
Ahab, you think you'd have any parrot feed left for me?
Be content with what you have, Squidly.
Time for us to be shoving off, mateys. Me name is Jonas Squidly.
And I'm Ahab Parrot.
And this has been the adventures of Pats the Pirate. Yo-ho-ho! Next week, we'll be meeting a hippo.
Some people are unhappy when they should be content. Some people like to grumble, they really should repent. Some people have a tendency to think that things are bad. Some people need to understand, they don't need to be sad. Oh, they grumble on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, grumble on Wednesday too. Grumble on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, grumble is all they do. Grumble at father, grumble at mother, grumble at teacher too. Seems like all they do is grumble, grumble the whole week through.